With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump moving forward with plans for what he calls a Board of Peace to address global warfare.
Hungary, India, Jordan, Greece, Cyprus, and Pakistan say Sunday that they've received invitations to join President Donald Trump's Board of Peace, a new body of world leaders meant to oversee the next steps for Gaza and possibly the globe. A $1 billion contribution would secure permanent membership on the board and help pay for rebuilding Gaza. Otherwise, no contribution would mean a three-year appointment for a country. Hungary's foreign minister says Prime Minister Viktor Orban has already accepted the invitation. Already invited were Canada, Turkey, Egypt, Paraguay, Argentina, and Albania. Trump would lead the board, and the U.S. is expected to announce its official list of members in the coming days. I'm Donna Water.
Middle East expert Dr. Michael Oren thinks a deal to end the violence in Iran would greatly benefit the U.S., not just Tehran.
Which would be a tremendous, not just financial victory for America. Iran, of course, a major supplier of oil. But also give the United States immense leverage over the Chinese, because the Chinese economy is almost entirely dependent on Iranian oil. Think about that, what that would mean for America and the world without firing a single shot.
Meanwhile, ongoing nationwide protests in Iran have claimed the lives now of more than 3,900 people. That's the official number. However, sources in Iran late Sunday say it's likely more than 5,000, and even that number will climb. 39 people have been killed in a high-speed train crash in Spain. Once again, officials fear that number is likely to climb in the coming day or two. This is SRN News. More churches are closing than are opening.
A new study from Lifeway Research reveals that for 2024, the last year for which all the data is in, about 3,800 new Protestant churches opened in this country. However, that same year, roughly 4,000 churches closed their doors. Lifeway spokesman Scott McConnell finds a silver lining, saying, quote, "Given recent declines in Americans identifying as Christians, churches show a remarkable ability to remain open even with fewer attendees." Michael Harrington reporting.
A group of Democratic attorneys general filing suit challenging the Trump administration's requirement that states must recognize male and females, the only two sexes. Last year, the Department of Health and Human Services informed states they must certify compliance with the president's executive order if they want to receive federal health, education, and research funds. This is SRN News. Trouble across the pond. Britain's main opposition leader joining a protest against China's planned brand spanking new embassy in London. It's got a lot of people scared.
The British government faces a Tuesday deadline to approve or block the project. Britain's Conservative Party leader says China has harassed members of parliament and British nationals connected to China. Hundreds of demonstrators gathered at the site on Saturday and chanted, "No China Mega Embassy." The UK government is expected to approve the embassy, which would be the largest in Europe.
The Syrian government announcing a ceasefire with the Syrian Democratic Forces taking almost full control of the country. The move earlier Sunday dismantles the Kurdish-led forces that controlled the northeast for more than a decade. Tensions between the government forces and SDF boiled over earlier this month. More details, SRNnews.com.